I'm Anna.
And I'm Jillian.
And this
is the Hat Picks Podcast.
Just two dope ladies talking about soccer from across the country on the podcast no one asked for.
Hello, I am Jillian's husband, Anthony.
Pew-pew!
And as all of our avid listeners and A1 since day ones know, I am the moderator of the Hat Picks Discord, and I think that the general consensus these days is that in the past few instances of the pod, the quality has kind of dropped, and so you know we're hoping that you know in the coming weeks that the quality might improve, but yeah, so you know any feedback that our listeners might have, just go ahead and drop it in the Discord. In reality, if you are interested in a Hat Picks Discord, please email at hatpickspod@gmail.com. If we get at least, I don't know what, four or five people that are interested, I will volunteer to actually moderate this Discord so you can, you know, engage with your favorite podcast hosts. But that'll do it for me.
That was incredible. Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Life-changing.
He came up with that all by himself.
I love that so much.
hold on.
Oh, I need to turn on my fan. Hold on.
Well, folks, the quality is continuing to go down. So just so you know, I'm saying the quality is continuing to go down.
And, you know, I'm okay with it.
I am too. But actually, we were talking. So he came up with all this while we were hiking this morning. And I thought that the Discord actually might be kind of fun because it could connect some people. And, like, you know, the five people that listen to us could actually, like, more actively share with us, like, stuff that they're interested in hearing about or things. And, you know, because it's like one of his Frisbee friends and my friend Casey and Sherry. And I feel like my mom might be on it, but she would never say anything.
She'd just read. And then she would tell you.
Yes. Be like, Jillian, why am I a part of this group? My dad would refuse to. He's like, I don't have a Facebook. So I feel like he would also not.
That's fair.
Not be on the Discord. Anyway, welcome to the pod.
All right, we're recording. I do see what Anthony's talking about.
Maybe he has a point. Sure, yeah. Oh, what a good sport, though. What? It's our first guest in over a year.
Oh, God.
Because normally we don't let anybody into this clusterfuck.
It's mostly to protect them, you know?
It's for your own good.
But Sherry was a good sport.
Yes.
And that was incredible. And we're so glad to have her. And, you know, we just haven't gotten our shit together to be able to invite somebody back in a way that isn't a mess.
Look, so this began, this podcast, as you all know, because the five of you have been listening since the beginning. Yes. This podcast began in October 2020 in the height of pre-vax pandemic. Like, wow, we weren't doing shit. And so I think we had a little bit more time and energy to dedicate it, and like, honestly, I still have a blast doing this. Like, I have fun. This is hilarious.
Yes,
I have a good time. We just may not do it as often or be as good at it as when we didn't have anything else doing, because occasionally, and by that I mean quite occasionally, Anna and I have things to do. Also, Anna really has other things to do. She's like in school and shit. I have no excuse. Like, there is no reason. But we're just gonna do it our way because it's our podcast. And so we'll try to be a little better, I guess, for the Discord, but like, other than that.
But no promises.
Zero promises.
But to be fair, we could have recorded last weekend, but I was in Flagstaff playing Dungeons and Dragons. So, you know.
Pew-pew! It's all good.
Priorities.
It's been like at least a full month. But you know what? I'm happy to be back. We're excited to be here. It is our 30th episode. It is apropos, if you will, that we are doing, just two episodes later, Just the tips again, because we believes we are 30 and tired.
Yeah, 30 flirty and thriving who?
What is flirting? I've been with Anthony for 7 years. You've been with Z for like 10 years. Yeah. So
I
got it on lock. 30, oh, dirty, and trying.
Get it? Because we haven't showered.
Wow.
Yeah. So we are, if you didn't catch it from us just jumbling a lot of shit, saying a bunch of shit, we're doing tips again because there's just a lot of stuff happening. Some of these are a little bit longer, so it's like they're picks, but kind of not. It's just sort of whatever we want. The title of the podcast is Hat Picks. There are no hat picks today.
This felt like a lot of extra thinking that neither of us were prepared to do.
Absolutely not. But I think that we did really well for... Yeah,
we've got a lot here.
As per usual, we have... We believes. We have a lot to offer our very few listeners. So just buckle up, get excited. We believe the pod is about to begin.
Boom. Our first tip, just the tip, is the We Believes Cup, or the She Believes Cup. It happened like a month ago. It's fine. There are 4 teams. It was the U.S., the Czech Republic, Iceland, and New Zealand.
So the United States did end up winning, as expected, but not after tying the Czech Republic in the first match 0-0, which is like very yikes. The Czech Republic is ranked 24th overall in FIFA rankings, for your information.
So, I mean, there's a lot we could talk about. The USA went to beat New Zealand 5-0, Iceland 5-0, and the Bebes really came to play. Young, up-and-coming stars like Katarina Macario, Ashley Hatch, Mal Pugh, and oldie but a goodie, Christy Mewis, who is only new to the team insofar as she has recently come back and is still old.
And they all scored. That was something I didn't put. That's what that was for. The real star of the show with a hat trick. That's how we bring it back to hat picks, is because we're mentioning a hat trick.
Yeah.
Pew-pew. She had a hat trick of her own for the United States was, drumroll please, New Zealand player Michaela Moore.
Pew-pew.
Big ol' pew-pew.
Pew-pew.
No, dear listeners, I am not dumb. I said that correctly. New Zealand player Moore scored 3 own goals in the first half against the United States, giving the U.S. the lead without a single goal credited to one of our players. Obviously, our players did do work to put themselves in the positions, blah, 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 but still, wow, 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 wow. Pour one out for Moore, because damn, that had to be a rough
rocker room.
Yes, a rough locker room to be in.
Another highlight was that while the U.S. women's national team played in Frisco, Texas, members of the team wore tape on their wrists that said Protect Trans Kids. Oh, look, I'm wearing my shirt today. I'm also wearing a shirt that says Protect Trans Kids.
Look at that.
God damn it. Anyway, Katarina Macario made sure to show hers off to the cameras after one of her goals. Yay! And this is all because Texas has been spearheading anti-trans bills, which is a surprise to no one. And you know who else is spearheading anti-LGBTQ bills? Arizona. There are 10 in Arizona. Anyway.
I saw that post that Z put, and Missouri has 7.
Yeah.
So.
We're not doing great. Anyway, we love the team using their platform to speak up.
Overall, I would say, if you were asking me, which you're not, but I have a microphone, so I would say that the United States played well.
Pew-pew.
I think the babies still have to get their footing a little bit and get their chemistry together. But, like, we believe that it is a bright future for the U.S. women's national team. And, like, this is to be expected, I think. The players that we have come to know and love, like Tobin Heath, Becky Sauerbrunn, Kristen Press, Alex Morgan, like, they weren't, like, amazing together overnight. You know, it's taken time. They played with veterans when they started out, too. I mean, we're going to get there. We believe we're going to get there. Also, a side note, we should all be very excited about the Midge Purse Christy Mewis connection on Gotham. Like, the last goal of the tournament for the U.S. came from Mewis and an assist from Purse. And, like, damn if that is not, like,
pew, pew.
V exciting. Like, VV exciting.
Yeah. We didn't get to see it. So, we haven't seen it so far in the one game they've played. But we believe it's going to happen. We do believe it's going to happen.
We do.
Moving on. Still talking about the U.S. Women's National Team. The players of the U.S. Women's National Team have settled their equal pay lawsuit with the U.S. Soccer Federation for a total of $24 million.
Wow. Pew, pew.
In settling the suit, players will receive a lump sum payment of $22
million. Pew, pew.
This amount will be distributed in a manner proposed by the U.S. Women's National Team players, and that was approved by the district court.
Pew, pew.
And I don't think that we've actually seen, like, exactly how that'll happen, but they know how that's going to happen, and that's, you know, good for them.
Pew, pew.
U.S. Soccer will also pay an additional $2 million into an account to benefit the U.S. Women's National Team players in their post-career goals and charitable efforts related to women's and girls' soccer. Each player will be able to apply for up to $50,000 from the fund.
Wow. This settlement is contingent, though, on a new collective bargaining agreement being ratified by the players on the U.S. Women's National Team. Once this takes place, final approval of the settlement by the district court will be scheduled. So the USSF has also committed to providing an equal rate of pay going forward for the women's and men's national teams in all friendlies and tournaments, including the World Cup.
Pew, pew.
The U.S. Women's National Team have their sights set on FIFA now because there is still a large disparity in money offered from FIFA between the men and the women. And this is a big deal in general because we have been waiting for this for a very long time. They have. I say we. Not me.
We believe they've been waiting.
Yes. But this comes on the heels. There was an article that Anna and I looked at about just conditions in the A-League for women in Australia, about like players having to leave to go to their jobs at McDonald's or having to literally quit the league to be able to make enough money to survive. And so while this is like still contingent on a few things, hopefully this can set a standard for more women's soccer leagues across the world. Because, you know, players in the NWSL, like while they got a new collective bargaining agreement too, just seeing this equal pay settlement come through, hopefully will mean changes for those playing the women's game everywhere.
Yeah. And also talking about equality in some respect, NCAA Women's March Madness. If anyone honestly thought I was going to go through this podcast without talking about the March Madness tournament, you are absolutely incorrect. Okay? Because I can't. No. This is the first time the women's tournament has been able to be called March Madness in the history of its existence. That name had been reserved for the men's tournament only.
Boo.
That is correct. Even though the women's tournament is just as wild. The tournament started on Friday, and there have already been upsets, so I highly recommend y'all watch. Games are pretty much on any ESPN channel you can find. If you want to watch the men's tournament, which is also Buck Wild, those are on some other channels. I don't really care. But the women's is on ESPN channels, so go watch it. It's just incredible. Incredible. And then if you watch the WNBA, you can see who you'll be seeing in the WNBA in the future. You know?
Boom, baby.
Pew, pew.
Speaking of nothing... The Portland Thorns have done some new contract extensions. Yay! And while I know that other people on other teams have probably signed contracts and done extensions, we love the Thorns and it's our podcast and we do what we want. So,
pew, pew.
Our beloved Portland Thorns Bebe, Sophia Smith, has signed a 3-year contract extension with the club, which we love to see. She is a badass, to say the least. So very excited she's going to be staying with the team. Then Megan Klingenberg, girlfriend, neck, was signed to a 2-year contract with a 1-year option. Just so everyone knows, she did do an Instagram post about her neck thing back in December. So like no need to do a deep dive onto Wikipedia like we did. She has actually, in fact, told you why she wears it. It's for like concussions, just as a reminder. And then Becky Sauerbrunn was signed to a 1-year contract, which honestly, like, we will take it because she has got to be so close to retirement. Like, sad girl is sad, obviously, that she will retire. But, you know, excited that we've got another year with her. We love you, Becky.
Yeah, even though we don't get a challenge cup with her because she just had knee surgery.
Well, god damn it, Becky.
We do get a regular season with her. She should be back in time for the regular season. Well, which, yeah. Also, the schedule dropped. Oh, that should have been a tip.
Hey, guys. Very planned pick. And by that, I mean tip. Wow. The Discord is going to be lit tonight. I mean, in 3 weeks when I put this out here.
Oh, god.
Yeah, the regular season schedule dropped. So
go find it somewhere.
Go check that out. On Instagram.
I did post.
Maybe we'll post it.
Well, last season I did post it.
Pew pew.
But
we can only go down from here.
Every time we talk about posting things on Instagram, I think of the Vine where the guy's like, post it, Bethany. You know that Vine? I'll send it to you because everybody should watch it. Maybe I'll post that on our Instagram.
Honestly, all I'm thinking about is the TikTok trend right now where they take the song from Encanto where that we don't talk about Bruno and she says like the grapes that thrive on the vine, except they've edited the audio to say like the vine. And so it just goes on top of things that refer to vines now.
Incredible.
Which was made for people of our generation.
Yeah, it's made for us.
Yep. All okay. Right.
Getting back on the road of this podcast. Okay, pandemonium.
That's what's happening right now.
For real. Pandemonium is not only what we are experiencing in this moment, but it is also the supporters group of Angel City FC, and they are doing a pride raiser where fans can pledge to donate to Black and Pink, which is a prison abolitionist organization dedicated to abolishing the criminal punishment system and liberating LGBTQIA 2S+, but I don't know if people know 2S stands for Two Spirit.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah, LGBTQIA, two-spirit people. And people living with HIV/AIDS who are affected by that system through advocacy, support, and organizing. Fans can make a pledge to donate for every yellow card in an Angel FC match throughout the Challenge Cup, which I love. And then also pretty cool, Natalie Portman was at the opening ACFC match against San Diego yesterday and joined the supporters in the stands, which we love to see. And they've also posted all of their chants to their Instagram, so you can prepare to hang out in the supporter section during the game. And then it's just kind of pretty cool shit all around to see such a strong supporters group for one of the newest teams in the NWSL. And I know they've had like 2 years to get their shit together, but it's nice to have a supporters group like fucking ready to go for their team.
We love it. We do. And what a badass cause. Badass.
How you doing?
Sorry. I can... Okay. So, as you know, our favorite food here is the compliment sandwich and also maybe French fries.
Oh, yeah, for sure French fries. But, like, on the side of a compliment sandwich. Like, yes. Go
So, today, this, what I'm about to just tell you, is, like, the condiment or cheese that you didn't ask for on the compliment sandwich because it doesn't really go with anything that we're about to say. So, the NWSL got a new commissioner. It's not a tip. It's not a drop. It's just an FYI. This is a thing that happened because we don't really know how to feel yet. So, it's like, oh, I kind of like this mustard, I guess, but it's not what I was expecting. So, on March 9th, Jessica Berman was named the new NWSL commissioner, the commish, if you will.
Pew pew.
Her 4-year term starts April 20th. 420, what's up? Nope.
All right. Neither of us plays it.
Nope. Never, ever. And that's us being genuine. That's not
we're not like trying to save our asses. Just neither of us plays it.
Which is so funny that we were known as the bad kids.
To be fair, were we known as the bad kids, or did we just call ourselves?
God. Okay, so Jessie, commission. She used to be an executive for the NHL and the National Lacrosse League, so we can confirm that she does, in fact, know what sports are. It's a low bar, but that box has been checked, and it's men's sports. Well, so she's a lawyer. She's a white lady. Not surprising. She did used to be a labor lawyer, so we are hoping that might help with collective bargaining agreements and such going forward. But we also know that she probably worked for big companies who could afford labor lawyers, not workers. But we will try to keep an open mind and hope for the best while still expecting better than Lisa fucking Baird and other leadership in the past. So Berman said in a statement, working on behalf of and in partnership with our players is my number one priority. Having been involved in professional sports for many years, I know how critically important a genuine partnership with players is for us all to be successful and continue to grow. So we'll see.
We sure will. Moving on to things that are not very cool, because like that's also like potentially not very cool, but it could be cool, so we're not sure. So we're just moving straight into the things that are not very cool.
Yes. It's like a gradient of coolness to not coolness.
Yeah. You know, we'll head back the other way eventually, but right now we're in the not cool section. And we're starting with everybody's least favorite retired player, Carly Lloyd, who continues to be trash, as if we have not said that enough on this podcast in the past. Anyway,
stand by it.
So Jillian wrote this piece, and I saw that she highlighted it in the color that I like, the color that I read things in it. I texted her and I said, you gave me Carly Lloyd. That's friendship. So if anybody ever is confused about our friendship, just know she let me rant about Carly Lloyd. So I'm thrilled.
Anyway. It's Anna's favorite pastime.
Anyway, Carly Lloyd decided that she could not shut the fuck up, even though she's retired. And that we wish she would. So not only did she retire and then continue to spew bullshit, she then was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk to somebody else that isn't well-liked. Hey, Hope Sola, can I be on your podcast to talk about things that nobody wants to listen to? And then they did that. Anyway, we don't really want to dignify everything with a lot of airtime, because, you know, she's going to listen to this. But for all you Carly Lloyd apologists, we need you to know that she continues to be a piece of shit. We would suggest that you read the article by Patrick Redford from Defector entitled, Carly Lloyd, What Are You Even Talking About? which is how we all felt. Essentially, she went on this rant about toxic culture and lack of unity on the U.S. women's national team, and how players seem to care about things off the field more than on, like endorsements, and in our mind, probably the team's turn toward activism after the 2015 World Cup, which is when she is really talking about the shift in culture, let's be honest. But like, that bitch has so many endorsements, so like, what is she even talking about? And obviously the team is still really good, so she's just, como se dice, un whiner. It's just dumb shit. But also, the article makes fun of a post that she put on her Twitter that says empty barrels make the most noise, which she posted and then continues to just yell about shit. So really, like Patrick Redford said, who's the empty barrel? Carly, who is it? Anyway, I could go on, but
spoiler alert, Carly Lloyd is the empty barrel. All right. Speaking of, I'm sorry. Okay, so we're going to talk about oligarchs right now, which is not really a word I ever thought that I would say on this podcast, but like, we're here for it. I mean, we're not. It's terrible, but okay. So, Chelsea FC owner Roman Abramovich, who is big money Russian oligarch, who is supposedly tight with Putin. Also didn't think I'd be doing a Russian accent on this podcast. Yes. So, he was sanctioned by the UK government because, you know, Russia, very, very terrible things happening right now. He was supposed to sell the team later this month, but that sale has been halted. It also seems like, according to the BBC, that Chelsea FC cannot sell any more tickets for games. Its merchandise shop will be closed, and it will be unable to buy or sell players on the transfer market, which, like, yikes. It does appear that Chelsea will still be able to play, and existing ticket holders can still go to games and everything. So this doesn't seem to be stopping, like, the Chelsea Women's Club from dominating as they trounced Birmingham City, 5-0 this morning to become FA Cup semifinalists. But the future of the club is still kind of with all of this mess. So, yikes.
Yeah, it's not great. And the British government has sanctioned all
Yes.
Russian companies and organizations. So it's not unique to Chelsea, but football, soccer, whatever, is obviously a major fucking thing in England. Yes. So it is not great, but it is better. Oh, I'm going to tack this on here. It is better than a lot of the, there's a lot of women's basketball players who play basketball in Russia in the off season because Russia plays them significantly more money than they make in the WNBA.
Gross.
And all of those players, and including players of other sports as well, but obviously I care about women's basketball, so
yeah,
I'm going to talk about it. all those players have left Russia, except for, as everybody who's watched news knows, Brittany Griner of the Phoenix Mercury, who is has been detained in Russia for having hashish oil, which I think they actually said was CBD and not, doesn't have any THC, but in Russia they don't care, although I could be wrong because there's a lot that we don't know.
Sure.
But this has turned into a fuck Russia segment.
Well, I mean, and it's really, I mean, it's really problematic. I actually almost put this as a drop because it's, well, I mean, it's just very scary because Russia criminalizes gay people. So
yeah, she's not only queer, but she's also a black woman.
Yes.
And she also had some sort of weed product. So just like putting all those things together puts her in a really precarious position. And now they are saying that she will not be released in any respect until May 19th.
So very scary shit. Russia. What the fuck? Not like the people of Russia, like the Russian government, just so that we're clear.
And also, I did read an article that was talking about how the way that we have, that the U.S. News cycle has been reporting on Brittany Griner would be vastly different if she was a white woman.
Oh my God, of course. Yes.
It was a very interesting article. Maybe I'll find that and post it too, because I mean, obviously that absolutely tracks, but it was just very interesting because if it was any of the white players that go over there and play, like if it was, I don't know, like Allie Higley or somebody, like this would be a vastly different conversation about how we're going to get her back.
It absolutely would. Well, that's the things that suck. They still suck.
Sure do. All right.
Yeah. Back to good things.
There are good things, we promise.
Pew-pew.
The Challenge Cup has started. The first game of the Challenge Cup was this past Friday, March 18th. It is now Sunday, March 20th.
Woo!
It was the newly named, the first game was the newly named Kansas City Current against Racing Louisville. CeCe Kaiser scored the first goal of the tournament for Racing Louisville in the 20th minute. Kansas City was not able to respond until the 78th minute when Addie McCain, second-year player for the Current, tied it up. That was a 1-1 tie. That's how that game ended. And then we're moving on to the Cascadia rivalry. It was back in full effect with the with OL Reign and Portland Thorns matchup. Sophia Huerta got the first goal for OL Reign in the 19th minute. But of course, Christine Sinclair, our Canadian queen, had some thoughts and equalized in the 28th minute. Also great to see commentators gendering Quinn correctly, which wasn't really happening last season. So we're at least starting on the right foot this year.
Yes,
you know? Other game that happened, Orlando Pride and Washington Spirit had their first game. That was yesterday. The game ended scoreless after 90 minutes, which is better than the Pride are used to and worse than the Washington Spirit are used to. So we'll see how they do for the rest of the tournament.
Yes. We also got to see the first game for the new expansion teams. God, I almost said in our diocese, and you know that that's like when I've been working for the church for too fucking long. In the league, there are two new expansion teams. As a reminder, San Diego Wave and Angel City. So this is super exciting to see a full stadium in Fullerton for Angel City. Our beloved Kristen Press almost had this like most beautiful goal with a bullet of a shot that Kaylin Sheridan got like barely a touch on, and it hit the crossbar. So after that attempt, San Diego got their shit together and held possession for most of the first half. Early in the second half, we get a beautiful header of a goal from Savannah McCaskill off a great pass in from Allie Riley. Yes, to put Angel City on the board.
Pew pew!
San Diego Wave does eventually respond and get a goal in the 81st minute, but it was nowhere near as beautiful as the Angel City goal. But do you all remember... Do y'all remember the 2014 World Cup when Clint Dempsey scored a goal with his dick? No?
Pew pew!
Is that just me and Anna? Is that it? Okay. So, well, This goal did feel similar. So San Diego had a corner kick, and the ball makes it directly in the center of a pretty busy box. And that's when Kaylee Real, former Louisville player, puts her body on the line and shoves the ball into the goal with her torso. And then it's a 1-1 tie. That's how it ends. So yes. lots of draws.
Yeah, most games this weekend ended in ties, except for the Courage trouncing Gotham with a 2-0 win. Dabinia was just dancing around players like it was a goddamn waltz. It was ridiculous. Rookie Brianna Pinto opened up scoring for the Courage in the 22nd minute with a chef's kiss, beautiful header off a great cross from Carson Pickett. That was not enough for the Courage, who got another goal in the 51st minute from defender Abby Erceg. And, you know, you might think, dear listener, that since Abby Erceg is pretty tall, that she might have sent this ball in also with a header. But you'd be wrong, because that's not what happened. It was actually off of a great volley from a corner kick, which was surprising for all of us. It was a disappointing showing for a loaded Gotham team who also didn't play. Like, they didn't start Ifeoma Onumanu, who I think they should have started up top with Midge Purse. But, you know, those are my thoughts and feelings. Gotham. So I hope they can figure their shit out.
Me too. But, you know, I mean, when they were sky blue, they were not good. And mm-hmm. they started getting better last year. And now they have more players. So I think they'll get their footing. It is so early.
Jeez. You know,
we'll see. All right. But today, the 20th of March, is the final game of the opening weekend with the Houston Dash against the Chicago Red Star. So we will see how that goes.
Pew pew!
But I think perhaps the most important bit of news that we will share is still Challenge Cup related. You betcha. Anna and I are both going to Challenge Cup games, which is very exciting. So not the same games. Obviously, that would not make sense. Anna lives in era fucking zona and I live in misery. So... not happening. But I'm going to go see the Kansas City Current play against Houston in Kansas City. And Anna is going to go see the San Diego Wave and Angel City play in San Diego, where she's from. So we will report back. Don't worry. I know that you all are very concerned. But as you may know, Anna and I like to talk about shit that happens to us and other things. So we're definitely going to be telling you about it. It won't be till, I don't know when your game is. Mine's April 15th. So.
Mine's April 2nd.
So at the rate we're recording the pod, we'll be right on track to tell you about it in the next
in
pod.
In May.
Yes.
You'll hear about it in May after the Challenge Cup is over and we're getting ready for the regular season.
All right? Yes.
It's going to be great.
That is correct. It is, in fact, a thing.
Okay. I just got really distracted because this has nothing to do with anything on the pod. And I mean... you could keep it in. I don't really care. So I have the Spotify like widget.
The widget. Uh-huh.
And I do you Wordle or you did
yes,
Wordle?
I do Wordle.
There's also Hurdle, H-E-A-R-D-L-E.
Oh yes, Delilah told us about that.
Yeah, me. My roommate, not what Steven told me about it. And this morning it was, I knew immediately that it was a Bruno Mars song. And so I typed in his name into Hurdle and then I was able to figure out which one it was. But then I decided that for some reason, I just really had to like go through Bruno Mars's songs and listen to them. So right now on my phone, there's just this lovely little picture of Bruno Mars.
Hey, what's up, Bruno?
Anyway, Hurdle is fun. You should do it.
It is. I have also been, I've been doing Worldle.
Yes.
Which is, but I guessed it today. Out of pure luck. I was just scrolling through possibilities because I had no idea what it was.
I haven't done today's one.
And then I also do Quirtle, which is doing
four. That stresses me out, yeah.
I'm doing four Wordles at once. There's an interesting one called Semantle.
Yes. There's also Nerdle. Steven does Nerdle, which is a math problem.
Ooh, no, that's, no.
That's what I say.
Delilah sent me Taylordle, which is Taylor Swift Wordle. The first day I did it, it was curls because she used to have curly hair.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of Hurdle and I pretty consistently get it in one or two.
Oh, that's awesome.
The first one was a Lil Nas X song off of his most recent album. And Steven and Rayla tried to do it and they're like, we've never heard that song before in our life.
What?
How did you get it on one? And I was like, listen, this is what I do. See, hurdle number 22 in one, hurdle number 23 in one. This, I found,
so impressive.
I found the thing that I am the best at in this world, and it's hurdle.
This is my gift.
So anybody who needs help with their hurdle, I got you.
Email us at hotpickspot@gmail.com.
Yeah. And you could follow us on Instagram and Twitter where, well, I don't really post anything on Twitter because I don't really post anything on my own Twitter. But yeah. Instagram, sometimes I post things and you can follow us at hotpickspot. And then Jillian already mentioned our email, so you've got that. And if you want a Discord, let us know. And I don't really know what else there is anymore. We could start a TikTok that's just reposting of other TikToks because I don't know how to TikTok.
I think I'm hilarious on TikTok, so I will gladly. Z commented on one of my TikToks once. It was one when it was that Phoebe Bridgers Taylor Swift song. It was like talks about the radiance you only have at 17, and I posted pictures of myself at 17, and Z was like, "This was you at 22 too." And I was like, "Yep, that tracks." All right, yeah.
If you want a TikTok, let us know. Email Please. Us at hatpickspot@gmail.com, and then Jillian will get right on that because I don't really understand it, like I the did, making of it.
Yes, I did make a TikTok about the pod once, so we're already halfway there.
I mean, if you want more of that good, sweet, sweet content,
hit us up.
Let us know, and we'll think about it. Oh, also, you can buy shirts.
Yes! Oh my god! Wow. We spent like 5 minutes talking about Wordle.
You can buy shirts at TeePublic. I want to make more designs that actually go with the names that are on there.
Update, she did do that.
I just haven't gotten to it. So they're named things like Debu and I don't know what else. Pew, pew. And they don't have anything to do with the actual shirts. They're all just our logos. But eventually there will be other like designs that say things like Debu and Pew Pew and other things that we've said. I'm just lazy.
But you should definitely check it out because you can get it on all different types of t-shirts. You can get it on sweatshirts. You could probably get it on just about anything you want. So
yeah, you can get it on a mug. You can get it on a tote bag. I took some of the options off because I didn't think, oh no.
What you're about to hear was a very dark time for the podcast. For a few hours, we thought we had lost everything. Please listen at your own risk.
It says lost connection to the server.
Yeah, attempting to reconnect. It would be great if you reconnected because I'm not about to do all this shit over again.
Please. I mean, it's still showing up as recording.
Yeah, it sure is.
But yeah, okay, we'll pretend like this is still working. Go buy our t-shirts.
Yeah, go buy things and then there'll be more designs and then hopefully we can actually get a substantial amount of proceeds from there because we are donating all proceeds because we don't need whatever comes from this. All proceeds are going to the Black Women's Player Collective or the NWSL Black Players.
Boom. So yeah. On that note... I'm Jillian.
I'm Anna.
And this has been Maybe.
Hat Picks Podcast.
Just the tips. God.
Just the tips, and I hope it works.
Yeah, me too.
Are you going to stop? It's not even stopping recording. We can't be this funny again.
Pew pew.